I know it's right on the tip of your tongue, so I'll just address it immediately. Joe Haden missed practice again today, and at this point, he'll be a game-time decision. So got nothing really more to add. I think we listed it as an oblique strain. It's something that can happen with a very harmless movement, and we'll just see where he's at. Feels better today, and on game day, we'll decide if he can go. So with that being said, I'll take your questions.
So this is not like when James Michael Johnson had that oblique injury. It was not a contact thing with Joe at all.
No. His was a rib.
Right. Well, just kept saying rib oblique on the...
We're all going to go to medical school. All right, here we go.
Is it a pain tolerance? Is that play factor in whether or not
he... We'll just have to see. We'll see. We'll get him ready to go, and if he can play, he will. And if not, we'll adjust.
Pat, could you talk about, though, that, I mean, if you don't have Joe...
Then the next guy will do a terrific job. That's what's going to happen. So let's not everybody get worried now.
Right.
We're gonna load up the plane with our guys and go down there and play a football game. And that's the way. And I'm excited about the work we put in. I'm excited about the team we're going to take down there, and we're going to make every effort to do what it takes to win a game.
You think Trevin Wade learned a lot from the playing time he had early in the season?
No question. He's one of the rookies that's been in here that's done an outstanding job, in my opinion, of getting up to speed, and he gets better every time he gets an opportunity to either practice or play.
Is it hard to prepare for a guy, a team like Dallas, where Rob Ryan has blitzed a lot in the past, but doesn't blitz a lot this year? You know what I mean? Is it hard to know exactly what you're doing?
I think you always look back at what they've liked to do at other places, but then I think it's extremely important to watch the coordinator working with the players that he has in the situation that he's in. You know, I'm sure there's going to be wrinkles we're going to see, but for the most part, the way they play the game, it will be similar for the most part, but every team puts in wrinkles for each new opponent. So having some of that knowledge of what he likes to do may help. We'll see.
Have you had to burn time preparing for both running backs, Murray and Jones, and are they enough different in style that the preparation for either would be different in some ways?
No, when it comes to the running game, I think you prepare the same way by the way you're trying to defend them. And they're similar in a lot of ways, I think. But I think they both can be very effective. You know, defending the run is a... You know, you don't change it too much depending on who the running back is, because defending a run is kind of a scheme team thing.
Scott, when you entered the season with the roster as young as it was, did you always expect the team to be better in the second half of the season?
Well, I anticipated, because I believe in the players we have on this roster, that the more they played, the better they would get. And so, yeah, I anticipated that.
Ruben, a go.
Yeah, Ruben had a great week of practice.
And what do you
miss, safe to say.
If Bubba doesn't play, what do you miss on special teams?
Yeah, we'll have to see there. That could be another adjustment to the roster. You know, he's very dependable guy that finds a way to make plays. And if for some reason he can't play, it's just like if Joe can't play, the next guy in's got to do a good job.
Could you work Bettamosi into the mix if need be?
Yeah, he'll be available as a corner for sure. And he's had a good week of practice. And he's another one of those guys that's developed. He'll continue to develop. He just hasn't had the on-the-field reps that, say, Trevin's had.
Okay. Anything else? All right.
Will you bring Joe to Dallas either way and then make the decision?
Yeah, he's game day. Oh, yeah, he'll be there for sure. Okay. All right.
Thanks,
we're good?
Thanks.
All right.